A group of high-profile Somali government officials spent the morning celebrating Human Rights Day with inmates of the Mogadishu Central Prison. The day is marked every year on December 10. As Somalia recovers from decades of war, the emphasis was put on health and the protection of people's rights. At Mogadishu Central Prison in Somalia, wardens, prisoners, and their guests are competing in a friendly game of football. The mood is jovial. Using songs and sketches, the participants stress the importance of health, education, and the protection of individual rights. Somalia has made important strides to move forward and return to normalcy. Arbitrary arrests and detentions remain a concern, according to the UN Secretary General's latest report on Somalia. Furthermore, the country has yet to tackle a deep-rooted culture of impunity. Speaking at the event, Mous Sheikh Omar, Member of Parliament and Deputy Chairman for the Parliamentary Subcommittee on Human Rights, said the day was marked to further the discussion on the rights of the Somali people and how they can be upheld.
Today, the 10th of December, is International Human Rights Day. This day has a significant meaning to the Somali community. The Minister of Justice, the Parliament Subcommittee for Human Rights, and the guests are all present at this event today to discuss this issue of human rights further.
Asli Ismail, founder of Women's Education and Voicing Entrepreneurship, WEAVE, made a specific appeal regarding the prisoners. She said it was important to ensure the rights of inmates were protected and prison facilities were used for rehabilitation and not prosecution.
We urge the Somali community, especially the business people, to help the prisoners with life skills which they can utilize when released, as well as helping with overall welfare programs and also with food and health factors.
The event was also attended by the Somali Minister of Justice, the Solicitor General, senior members of the armed forces, representatives of civil society, and members of the public. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.